On 819 kilohertz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 7 o'clock on Saturday, the 24th of December, 1983. Independent Radio News with Bernie Jameson. Good morning. There's still widespread reaction to yesterday's decision by the government to postpone the local elections. They say that they didn't want to clash with the European elections next year and they need time to review the whole area of local government. But Fianna Fáil spokesman Albert Reynolds says they could save money by holding both elections on the same day. Earlier, Fianna Fáil's Bobby Molloy accused the Taoiseach of a cynical disregard for democracy by postponing the elections. The body of a woman was found last night in the River Dodder in County Dublin. Gardaí at Rathfarnham are investigating the incident. President Hillary, in his Christmas greeting, has said that he hopes the Christmas season will inspire people with friendship and respect for one another throughout the coming year. The British Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher, has reassured the people of the Falkland Islands that she is not prepared to negotiate with anyone over the sovereignty of the islands. In a special Christmas message broadcast on the BBC World Service, Mrs. Thatcher said that the people there were British and they had a right to determine their own future. At least 200 people have been killed and at least 300 seriously injured by a powerful earthquake in the African state of Guinea. A violent one-minute quake hit mountains in the northern region, quickly devastating a number of villages in the area. The quake is expected to measure 6.3 on the Richter scale. 7 people were injured in a bomb explosion at a well-known restaurant in Paris last night. The explosion at La Grande Lafour near the Louvre Museum left a 2-foot crater in the road outside. Police in the United States and Canada have arrested 8 people after a 2-month inquiry into an alleged plot to overthrow the government at Diana. Canadian police sources suggest that the plot was being controlled by the Conservative Party. In a message to the world's political leaders to mark World Peace Day, the Pope has described the build-up of nuclear weapons as an oppressive threat which is causing justifiable concern to the people of both Eastern and Western Europe. Pope John Paul called for a change of heart to re-establish true peace. And the search for the Tidy Kidnap Gang in County Leitrim has been scaled down, but will continue until after Christmas. Gardaí say there may be a well-concealed IRA dugout, or even perhaps a field hospital in the hills around Ballinamore. Meanwhile, Gardaí and County Mayo are continuing to search for 3 men who burst out of a house in Claremorris 2 days ago. The 3 are believed to be armed and are said to be very dangerous. That's the Independent Radio News at 7:03. And now for a look at the weather. There will be continued outbreaks of rain, heavy at times, clearing to bright spells and isolated showers by this afternoon. Winds are strong and gusty, force 6 to 8 on Dublin Bay. Temperatures will reach a high today of 12 degrees Celsius, falling to 5 degrees tonight. Radio Nova.
Sugar's a long, long And I, oh, I won't forget it. No, I won't. Hey.
Welcome back, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. Stevie Forbert, the sweet love you gave me sure goes a long, long way. Let's tell you a story. Went for one drink last night and led to two and, you know, three and four and five and six. Will I stop? I don't feel well this morning. NLVA playing your favorite song, the band called Catch a Goo Goo and Too Shy. I see a strange creature in the sky. Who is this?
Oh, it's your man in the red suit. And the reindeer's in the sleigh as well, boy.
Sleigh ride together with you. Ding, 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 ding. But I guess the sound of the outward bound made him a slave to his wandering way. Oh, the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander, and he was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind.
Past 7, the old Frank Ifield song performed by Crystal Gayle, The Wayward Winds. Now, we require a couple of Father Christmas outfits. If you can help, if you have some lying around from last year, 606-881, please. 606-881 for a couple of Father Christmas outfits. Nice. Badly required. 606-881. It's Paul Young.
Just without a patch for the party to go. But you know she'll get by, 'cause she's living in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can. It's a good thing you don't have a spare. If it falls through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the the ground. You gotta walk in the town to find a job. Try to keep your hands warm when the hole in your shoe, let the snow come through until you're to the bone. Somehow you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. Closer the knit, the tighter the fit, and the two stay away. Just to take them in stride for family pride. You know that faith is your foundation, with a whole lot of love and a warm conversation. But don't forget to pray, just making it strong where you belong. And we're living in the love of a country.
common people, spouse from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to, mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can. Really hard on a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to clean.
Where the drums echoing tonight, she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight, the moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Pretty boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become. I'll wait right here.
boy can sing, Neil Diamond, and a song called Free Life. 26 and a half minutes to 8 o'clock on this Christmas Eve morning. I do hope we find you cheerful. Christmas Day, of course, tomorrow. If you have forgotten about that. Here's a great new single from Linda Ronstadt, title track from her current LP. This is What's New.
What's new? Thank you.
Day one. Dear Nola, thank you very much for your lovely present of a partridge in a pear tree. We're getting the hang of feeding the partridge now, although it was difficult at first to win its confidence. It bit the mother rather badly in the hand. But they're good friends now, and we're keeping the pear tree indoors in a bucket. Thank you again. Yours affectionately, Gubnet O'Lunacy. Day two. Dear Nola, I cannot tell you how surprised we were to hear from you so soon again, and to receive your lovely present of two turtle doves. You really are too kind. At first, the partridge was very jealous and suspicious of the doves, and they had a terrible row on the night the doves arrived. We had to send for the vet. But the birds are okay again, and the stitches is due to come out in a week or two. The vet's bill was £8, but the mother is over her annoyance now, and the doves and the partridge are watching the telly from the pear tree as I write. Yours ever, Gubnet. Day three. Dear Nola, we must be foremost in your thoughts. I had only posted my letter when the three French hens arrived. There was another sort out between the hens and the doves, who sided with the partridge, and the vet had to be sent for again. The mother was raging because the bill was £16 this time, but she has almost cooled down. However, the fact that the bird's droppings keep falling down on her hair while she's watching the telly doesn't help matters. Thanking you for your kindness, I remain your Gubnet. Day four. Dear Nola, you mustn't have received my last letter when you were sending us the four calling birds. There was pandemonium in the pear tree again last night, and the vet's bill was £32. The mother is on sedation as I write. I know you meant no harm, and remain your close friend, Gubnet. Day five. Nola, your generosity knows no bounds. Five gold rings. When the parcel arrived, I was scared stiff that it might be more birds, because the smell in the living room is atrocious. However, I don't want to seem ungrateful for the beautiful rings. Your affectionate friend, Gubnet. Day six. Nola, what are you trying to do to us? It isn't that we don't appreciate your generosity, but the six geese have not alone nearly murdered the calling birds, but they laid their eggs on top of the vet's head from the pear tree, and his bill was £68 in cash. My mother is munching 60 grains of Valium a day and talking to herself in a most alarming way. You must keep your feelings for me in check, Gubnet. Day 7. Nola, we are not amused by your little joke. Seven swans a-swimming is a most romantic idea, but not in the bath of a private house. We cannot use the bathroom now because they have gone completely savage and rush the door every time we try to enter. If things go on this way, the mother and I will smell as bad as the living room carpet. Please lay off. It is not fair, Gubnet. Day 8. Nola, who the hell do you think gave you the right to send 8 hefty maids of milk in here to eat us out of house and home? Their cattle is all over the front lawn and has trampled the hell over the mother's rose beds. The swans invaded the living room in a sneak attack, and the ensuing battle between them and the calling birds, turtle doves, French hens and partridge made the Battle of the Somme seem like Wanderley Wagon. The mother is on a bottle of whiskey a day as well as the 60 grains of Valium. I'm very annoyed with you, Gubnet. Day 9. Listen, you louser. There's enough pandemonium in this place night and day without 9 drummers drumming. While the 8 flaming maids of milking is beating me poor old alcoholic mother out of her own kitchen and gobbling everything in sight. I'm warning you, you're making an enemy of me, Gubnet. Day 10. Listen, manure face. I hope you will be haunted by the strains of the tin pipers piping which has sent to torment us last night. They were aided in their evil work by those maniac drummers, and it wasn't a pleasant sight to look out the window and see 8 hefty maids in milking pogoing round with the ensuing punk rock uproar. My mother has just finished her 3rd bottle of whiskey on top of 124 grains of Valium. You'll get yours, Gubnet O'Lunacy. Day 11. You have scandalised my mother, you dirty Jezebel. It was bad enough to have 8 maids of milking dancing to punk music on the front lawn, but they've now been joined by your friends, the 11 lords a-leaping, and the antics of the whole lot of them would leave the most decadent days of the Roman Empire looking like outlook. I'll get you yet, you old bag. Day 12.
Listen, slurry head, you have ruined our lives. The 12 maidens dancing turned up last night and beat the living daylights out of the 8 maids of milking because they found them carrying on with the 11 lords of leaping. Meanwhile, the swans got out of the living room where they'd been hiding since the big battle and savaged hell out of the lords and all the maids. There were 8 ambulances here last night and the local civil defence as well. The mother is in a home for the bewildered and I'm sitting here up to me neck in birds, droppings, empty whiskey and valium bottles, birds, blood and feathers, with a flaming cow eats the leaves off the pear tree. I'm a broken man. Come to show a notice.
7:45, Frank Kelly and Christmas Countdown. Love it.
This Sunday is Christmas, and this week's Sunday Independent is the Christmas Independent. Better still, it's out today.
You know, that's totally confusing.
Oh, all right, let me try again. The Sunday Independent.
Christmas Independent.
Yeah, the Christmas Independent is the Sunday Independent.
Except it's out today.
Now I'm confused.
Look, would you like a 14-page pull-out section for all 4 days of Christmas television? Hugh Leonard on his favorite movies, Gus Smith on pantomimes, the Trevor Danker Christmas column, Joseph O'Malley's political quiz, 5 pages of sports, and a business review of the year?
Yeah.
Then buy a Christmas Independent.
When?
Today.
Well, why didn't you say that in the first place?
I did. I tried to.
Wrap up Christmas with the Christmas Independent.
It's really the Sunday Independent.
But it's out today.
What's so special about the power of Ever-Ready batteries?
Power to light your way. Power to play your music.
Ever-Ready.
Power to catch a smile. Power to reverse and round. Power to light your way.
Ever-Ready.
Power to play power games. Power to work it out.
Ever-Ready.
Power, that's what you want to buy.
Ever-Ready batteries. Power to the people. For you.
Meanwhile, over at the theatre, there's a cold reception for Richard III.
Now is the winter of our disco...
But for this evening's performance, he's taken fast-acting Ilvico.
Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this Ilvico.
Ilvico, for quick relief from symptoms of cold and flu, only at your chemist.
There's something for everyone at the Irish Crafts Fair, now on at Arnott's Henry Street. So come along and start your Christmas shopping now. Arnott's Henry Street, the heart of Christmas shopping in Dublin.
Carry on down to Bargain Town.
Look around your house. Now imagine some new furniture. Gorgeous, huh? For that dining room wall unit, Draylon three-piece suite, new look fitted kitchen, or new table and chairs, make a beeline to Bargain Town of Queen Street Bridge.
Hurry on down to Bargain Town.
The prices are only famous.
Shattered windscreen, door or vent glass, get rapid service from the experts. All Weather Truck and Auto Glass Company, Grand Canal Quay Branch, open all day Sunday.
Jason Main, Radio Nova.
Where things are even better than they seem. I wanna go to everlasting sacrifice of glory. You can believe when I tell you it's true. Well, take a little ride with me. Can you conceive that you already knew? Look inside and you will see that love.
Give it up to you.
boss there go. You can believe when I tell you it's true. Come take a little ride with me. And you can see that you already knew. Look inside and you will see that love is waiting just around the bend.
In the morning, playing your favorite songs, Mr. Al Jarreau's new single called Love is Waiting. Saying hi, good morning to all the staff and Super Quinn. Do hope we find you well. Taste of Matthew Wilder. This one's called Break My Stride.
For my brother.
Get him a puzzle, a book, a board game, his first watch, a scarf, snazzy socks, a football, a video game, a cassette, a radio, a t-shirt, jeans, an action man. Arnott's, Henry Street and Grafton Street, the heart of Christmas shopping in Dublin.
The special Christmas edition of the Sunday Tribune will keep you informed, entertained, and stimulated over the festive season. Featuring in color a comprehensive TV guide to the Christmas viewing on all six channels. The results of a Tribune national survey on the person of the year, the sports personality of the year, and the outstanding person in public life. There's a political quiz, arts reviews of the year, and a Sunday Tribune exclusive interview with James Stewart. All in the special Christmas Tribune, on sale today.
Winter's Tale. Warm, mature, mellowed perfectly to your taste. Welcome, friends, with Traveller's Tales. Or try a tall tale, sherry chilled or on ice. Either way, delight in the timeless and rare. Begin with a Winter's Tale.
Why don't you sell that car? Sell it now for cash at Windsor Car Auctions. Entries are accepted all day during the auction. No sale, no commission, prompt payment guaranteed, and HP account settled. Windsor Car Auctions. Every